Lumo Energy's ultimate power draw is giving away thousands in electricity credits. Switch to win. Entries close July 31. Big residential customers only. T&Cs apply. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Big day for Friends fans yesterday at 5:02 p.m. Eastern Australian Standard Time on Binge. The Friends reunion dropped. All the cast were back together, and one of our favourite cast members who's joining us from New York City is Janice herself, Maggie Wheeler. Maggie, welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm actually in Los Angeles, although I was born in New York.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I feel bad because we're zooming into your apartment there. You're in Los Angeles. You have a very New York-style room happening. Yeah, that looks like New York. Yeah.
Well, I am a native New Yorker, so it travels with me wherever I go.
And can we talk about
if I lean to the right or the left, you'd see my backyard and you'd know I'm not in New York City.
Now, Janice, I called you Janice. Maggie, you are such one of the most memorable characters from Friends, and you, that's why your role kept recurring, I'm imagining. No one wanted to let you go. And I knew you first from Seinfeld, the episode where you were Elaine's friend and she was trying to set you up with George. And you stood out in that. You have a personality, a character that does stand out, and you've even acknowledged your voice is quite unique. At what stage when you became an actor did you realise, yeah, that my voice is getting a lot of feedback?
Well, you know, I started actually in radio when I was pretty young. That's where I started my acting career. My neighbors are using a blender. I apologize if you can hear that too.
That's Los Angeles. Yeah.
So I started as a voice actor, and I've always loved playing around with my voice, and I've always loved, you know, just kind of diving into a character voice first in a way. So Janice was just another great opportunity to do that.
How was last night? I watched it over here in Australia, and when you got to the couch, everyone was so chuffed to see you, and you reunited with Chandler, and they showed some old footage. God, it was funny. But what was that like seeing everyone again?
You know what? It was incredible. I mean, from the moment I arrived at Warner Brothers and just the kind of, you know, the memory lane of it all, you know, just seeing everything, seeing my old dressing room, visiting the stage, and then going out there, and I was sort of hidden behind a bunch of trees and, you know, off to the side of the stage. And when I walked out and they all just jumped up to give me that much love, it was such a sweet moment, I have to say. I mean, really made my year.
Do you still catch up with any of the, are you still friends with any of the cast from Friends?
Well, I'm friendly with everybody, and I run into some of them from time to time. But we're not having lunch. No one's having lunch with anyone these days. But it was a great homecoming, I have to say.
I bet it was. And to have be such an iconic character, because everyone knows Janice from Friends, particularly if you were a Friends fan. Do you still get it? Like this many years later, can you be like ordering a smoothie at a juice bar and it's Janice?
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. I mean, look, this show has reached so many people all over the world. I have people come up to me from India and from Japan and from everywhere just to say how much the show has meant to them. So I do. I get stopped quite a bit. And my family, it's a little joke amongst the members of my family, my daughters and my husband, that the airport is the place where I get stopped the most.
Watching last night, and you speak about cultures, it was shown in so many different languages and countries around the world. And the guys spoke about when it first hit, you know, you're on Vanity Fair and you're on front of all these different magazines for this TV show, you're winning all these awards, and no one really knew what it was like except for all you guys that were in the cast. When did you realize when you went out, they're going, oh my God, that's a girl from Friends? It must have been was it scary?
Well, you know, I didn't have the same experience that, you know, that the Fab
Five
Friends
six,
had, because they were every single night. You know, I mean, every night they were in your home, or every week they were in your home. And Janice came, you know, when you least expected her, as this great rolling surprise that started as a one-off, a single episode, and ended up with 10 years of work. Wow. So, you know, the recognition factor was definitely there. But I think that level of fame and that level of scrutiny that they were under was not the same experience that I was having.
Now, last night they did speak about Rachel and Ross and about their love affair. Now, did they really get it on? Did they get it on at all off screen?
You know, I think they were telling the truth. that they were crushing on each other, but that they were each in relationships and that they were respectful of those boundaries. I remember that chapter. I remember talking to Jen about it at the time, and it was a real thing. And you know, and they are both fantastic people, and you can understand why
they did.
The attraction is there.
Maggie, is Janice's laugh just an amplification of your own, or is that no?
No, but you know, some people, when I naturally laugh, yeah, some people say, "Oh, I hear it." But of course, it was a complete construction on my part. And years ago, somebody asked me about it, and I said it was like a combination of Flipper, the dolphin from the 70s. Yeah. Oh no, that's the, and Woody Woodpecker, was a cartoon.
Yeah, of course.
And so I really just kind of created her laugh that, you know, but it's God, I hope it doesn't sound like me.
So now, good.
Janice, in honor of you and your character, I keep calling you Janice, Maggie. It's terrible. But
I answer to both.
Maggie, in honor of Janice and her impact on Friends, we are going to play a song now that we have remixed to involve Janice. It's in fact Usher's OMG.
God.
This is created by our wonderful audio engineer, Dave Konski. Konski doesn't get much of a run on our show, but he's created this. So we want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Maggie. It's great to touch base with you and celebrate you and all the cast of Friends after all this time.
Thank you so much. I hope everybody loves the reunion special. It's so fantastic, and it's great to spend some time with you all.
Excellent. Well, you can all catch it on Binge Melbourne. Yes. We've got nothing else to do over the next 7 days. You can binge not only the reunion special, but all the episodes of Friends on Binge.
101.9 The Fox.
Warming you up for R&B Fridays with Kelly Rowland. That kicks off at 9 o'clock this morning. Sorry, I'm spitting bagel all over the microphone that Fev just bought us.
Not just any bagel, peanut butter and jelly.
So good as well.
Yeah, good for primary school kids.
Everyone's mocking me because I've got a PB&J.
Everyone's like, oh, I'll have an egg and bacon. I'll have this one. I'll have that. Hash browns. Yeah. I'll have peanut butter and jelly.
No, I'm a 31, mate.
First time I've seen a bagel asked to be cut into triangles, but that's what you need, mate. What have you?
Some sprinklers on it as well.
You got your apple juice with it.
We had to aeroplane it over to him. He's got a little Prima.
Got his little toy. His little Happy Meal.
I just want Feb to feed me.
Now, yesterday on the show, some drama was created, and yes, Brendan Favola, you created the drama. So we were interviewing, we have him on our show every week. Tommy
Great
Little.
Great friend of the show. Yeah.
Wonderful friend, and he's every afternoon, 3 p.m. on the Fox, Carrie and Tommy. And when we had him on, you lured him, and it was a deliberate maneuver. We had thought, I reckon Tommy's going to be on Celebrity MasterChef because he's been cooking on his Instagram. Mm. And you tricked him into confessing, or allegedly maybe, that he might be on Celebrity MasterChef.
Are you going on Celebrity MasterChef? Is this what you're telling us?
Well, I am. I announced it today. And the only reason I did it is because I saw your name on there. So we'll be going head to head, brother.
I've been told I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. Did you really announce it this morning?
Yeah, at 7.
I did not know I was going to, obviously I'm going to win if I'm up against you. That's fine.
You're kidding yourself.
Are we actually allowed to talk about it yet? Because I was told I'm not allowed to.
Tommy, he's joking. He's not on it. He didn't make an announcement. Feb is not on Celebrity MasterChef.
Oh my God.
He's just trapped you.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live. And he trapped you and you fell for it. And Tommy, I couldn't jump in fast enough. And
you could have jumped in quicker for him if you... I thought,
is Tommy joking? It's very hard to tell with both of you. See, you are the ultimate prankster. Yeah. I don't believe a word you say.
Yeah, good.
And you're clearly not on Celebrity MasterChef. You just tried to tell. Well, you are. Maybe you are.
So you don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Now, Tommy, because he then hung up.
We were like,
is he in it? Was he not in it? What's happening?
And then all day, Boxy, all day, I'm getting messages and calls from no ID. Come on, mate.
Well, we know in radio, when there's a no caller ID ringing you, it's always a radio studio calling you.
It was no ID caller, Sonder, which is a producer, 3 times. No ID caller, Sonder 3 times.
So you knew that Carrie and Tommy were trying to call you.
And then Carrie sent me a direct message on Instagram saying, oh, really stuffed Tommy. Sonda's sending me all these messages, and I'm like, oh, I'm not getting sucked into this, mate. I'm not calling the show. And then I got into, you know, I had a couple of wines. I thought, oh, I'll be right now. I'll answer their call. And then I called them. So this is where I knew that.
Dutch courage to talk on the radio. I called them.
Sonda didn't answer. Calls me back like 30 seconds later. Obviously, I know they're recording.
This isn't funny.
What's up?
Tommy's manager actually rang me and yelled at me.
That's unfortunate. It's Tommy's fault. She shouldn't yell at you, duck.
No, but her point was, if we're all on the same network, why are we outing people when contracts and stuff haven't been signed? Honestly, she's actually really scary. I don't know why she was so mean. It's not funny.
Why would he turn around and say that he's on it?
I don't know. There was something about an NDA and a contract not being signed and money and stuff, and that's when I get really nervous because I actually don't understand any of that back end stuff. I know that was it's.
Oh, man, you're talking to the wrong person here.
She is so angry.
Tell her to ring Alex, man. Well, look, it's not your fault.
Don't hand your problems to your miso, mate. Come on.
She's a manager, bro. NDAs. I've been watching the NBA all morning.
Yeah, they didn't play all of it because at the end of it, at the start I was like, I was being a bit of a smarty, but then I thought, oh no, they're going to play this. So I like, sucked up the song. Yeah. That'd sound like a real, you know, a-hole. Mm. And then at the end I was like, I actually don't care. I hope he is on it and we've outed him.
And I also love, they said there was an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, yeah. And you said, whatever, I've been watching the NBA all morning.
Yeah, yeah. And what's an NBA, what is it?
Non-disclosure agreement. Yeah, mate, you're not allowed to talk about it.
I do cashies.
All right, Mr. Contracts.
1019, The Fox.
Big day in the world of music, particularly Australian music, because we support our own. Yeah. And when they're as big as these two, these superstars, our great friends, the Veronicas, Jess and Lisa are back on the show. Girls, welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
And such a big day because your brand new album, Godzilla, drops now. Bang, you can get it. What a great day.
We can't quite believe it. We feel like it's been 180 years, but it's only been seven.
And you know what? It's actually good timing because here in Melbourne, we've just got into our seven-day lockdown. And
oh, bless you all.
But people will be thinking, I need something to do today. There you go. That's an album. Get around the Veronica's new album, Godzilla.
Rock out. Yeah, rock out to the new album. There's a good mix of stuff. It starts heavy metal and then it ends in this kind of like starlet, bougie 1950s vibe. So it's quite
I think that's a good progression for the lockdown. Yeah. Like just start like the raging like Godzilla.
Once you're halfway through the bottle of wine and it starts to chill out a bit, beautiful.
That is a great mix. I love that heavy metal into bougie 1950s. I love that mix. Great.
Thank you. It's sort of the extremes of our personalities. One minute we're sort of feeling quite angsty and then the next minute we just want to be in eyeliner and drinking wine in like, you know, a spa somewhere. So.
Oh, geez, that's what I feel like doing right now. Hey, guys, Celebrity Apprentice, you guys are nailing it. Both of you girls are just dominating. I'm addicted. Now, you girls have been tweeting a little bit about Celebrity Apprentice, having a little crack. Now, girls, what's happened?
You know, we just felt like we were signed up for the show for the Brain Foundation in honor of our mom.
Yes.
As most people are aware now, you know, has a neurological condition that is incredibly difficult to navigate, and you know, we took time away from her to be on the show when we were promised that there was going to be a lot of heart shown, and we just wanted people to know that essentially you know, we're all here for the drama. You know, we made an MTV show, Blood is for Life, that was, you know, 100% us doing the fighting and having so much fun, and you know, that's a part of our brand, but we went on this show to show the heart of who we are, and we just felt like unfortunately that hasn't been shown, and I'm sure they'll get to it. You know, they'll get to it. I'm sure they'll highlight it in amongst all the really dramatic episodes that are coming up. And, you know, it's just, we had a great time on that show. We had a great time with our team, and the reason we were there has been lost thus far. And we just want people to know that, you know, we're not happy about it.
Yeah. Well,
so good. Well done.
That's the power now, mate, that people can have. You can actually, you know, once upon a time you used to just get edited badly and you couldn't really defend yourselves. But you, can I say you are coming across, because you are two beautiful souls and I've known you for a long, 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 long time. You are coming across so well. So even though I know we're not seeing all the great stuff that you did on the show, you are coming across really well.
And a way to my heart is dumplings, and you girls made dumplings so well on the weekend. You nailed them.
The Lucky Twins special was a hit. It was so delicious.
Do you want to take any shots at Lord Sugar? We were meant to chat to him yesterday, and he never called in. So just go off.
Really? You want the tea?
Go ham on the Lord.
The celebrity, Lisa's been wanting to give that.
Lise, please, he stood us up.
What I would have to say, I think, would be so shocking. I'm really not sure if I should. But look, it's what can I say?
Hey, just say, we're in lockdown. No one's listening. Just have a crack.
Essentially, the lack of respect as a general human being wasn't, you know, I mean, him not turning up to your thing doesn't surprise us, put it that way. It's not really surprising behavior. I think that, you know, what we respect in people that have money, status, power is essentially just like, it's a privileged position. And with that privileged position should come a certain amount of grace and humble sort of attitude. And it's disappointing when that's not displayed by someone who is in such a hugely privileged position. You know, we're all, as far as the show goes and you guys go, you know, we're all there, we're all giving our time, we're all doing our best, and you know, these are our jobs. And I think that having just some decency and respect for people in that position enough to maybe learn their names you know, a pretty, you know, it's sort of bare minimum, but bare minimum of respect doesn't seem to exist when you're, I guess, you're that big of a billionaire or anything. But, you know, for us, we were raised with manners. I know he's a hustler. He came from nothing. You just expect that perspective offers more grace than what we experienced that person as.
Well, I think I watched anyone experience with him.
Well, exactly. I wasn't talking about us. I just mean in general and how people.
Well said, Jess. That. Now, Lee, you are twins. Is that what you wanted to say, Lisa? Or
Jesse said it a lot more eloquently.
I want your version.
I can see Lisa biting her tongue.
I was saying, like, man, I think I should have been sitting in his seat, but that's. I think Jesse said it perfectly.
Oh, good restraint. Good restraint, Lise. Now, I did say that your album Godzilla is out today, but another great announcement too is your tour, Godzilla versus Human. It's a national tour. It is coming, and this is great because, as I said, we're in lockdown at the moment. We need things to look forward to. So head to veronicas.com for tickets, for all the info. You must be exciting, girls, getting back on the road after what's been a tough time for Australia, and we've missed our live music and our performers. So you must be pumped about the tour.
We're so excited. We've been in rehearsals for the last few days and it just sounds incredible. We've got the best set list ready to go. We're playing State of Origin in the middle of it all as well. Yeah. So it's just going to be like a huge month of live music. Our shows are so rock and roll compared to the record. I was just listening back to the record this morning. It's number one on iTunes, by the way. And we're like,
that's a good claim.
You know, we've never had a number one album ever in our career.
No way.
Wow.
This is like our best chance at having a number one album for the first time ever. So, yeah, and I was listening to the album. I'm like, it sounds so pop because I've been in heavy metal land on stage for the last, like, few days being like, these songs are so, like, live. They just can't, they bring on a whole new life. And, we just can't wait to get in the room with people and, you know, just share the love, share the energy again, be dancing, be screaming all together and, like, crying together and, you know, all the really great things that come with live music.
Well, we awesome. Can't wait to get you back in studio again one day. We love seeing you and we will keep watching you on Celebrity Apprentice. And thanks for that tea, spilling that bit of tea, because I won't look at the boardroom meetings the same.
No,
and I was already erring that way.
We will never stand you up, my loves. I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't think we'll ever have him on the show now. No. We done? No, that's him, Lord Sugar, billionaires.
He should take a leaf out of your book, Boxy. You're rich and you're humble.
No, I'm not.
Thanks. Just be a bit more like Fiji.
Like humble billionaires.
Yes. I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire.
Lisa and Jess, thank you so much
girls.
For joining us.
Good luck.
Love you guys.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Your love here at the Fox. Nice little Friday anthem at 7:25.
Is it? Who is that?
It's ATB. Sorry, I needed to turn that up. Topic and A7S. It's an old remix of a 90s classic. You like it?
No.
Sorry, did you say ATB? ATB and Topic and A7S.
Yeah, the three of them have all
teamed
up.
Is that Elon Musk's kid?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
No, sorry, I want to stop. I don't want to labour
no,
it.
That's
but
all right.
What is the name of that band? AT&S.
ATB is one DJ.
Yep, ATB.
Topic is another.
Yeah.
And A7S is another.
And A7S.
They've all teamed up for an absolute cracker here at Fox.
What? Where's Justin Bieber and Iggy Azalea?
Oh, I'm sure it's coming.
And where are people with actual names?
Do you know what? We've got J-Lo and Pitbull coming up
there
for you.
There we go.
Iggy Azalea is her name.
I was fun. I was party fun fee.
It's time for Boxy's big night out. All night, she'll go from the club straight to the show. The biggest party I've had on the Gold Coast. It's Boxy's big night out.
Underworks has got you covered for all occasions. Underworks, the number one to Down Under for socks.
Now, that was DJ Shergs.
Yeah, at least he's got a name. Now, got to be honest and authentic here, guys. I don't look forward to going out much. And I have, since I had kids, and Trixie's now just turned 8, and obviously I've got, Daisy's about to turn 2 next month. So it's been a mothering decade.
Yeah.
And I did agree to go out on an all-night bender and go hard mm-hmm. and party my butt
off. Have you started
dance
this
from
spread?
6 p.m. Have till you, 6 a.m.
What have you done? Have you done this so
you,
we don't go?
Do you know what? You know I haven't because I am genuinely flat. I was really looking forward to next Thursday night.
Oh.
And now we know that can't happen. The Gold Coast don't want us. Yeah. We can't even leave our home, so as if we can't even get to the airport. So
we're all as flat as a shit carter's hat.
We are. We're a bit flat about it. But I want to say this. It will happen. It's
it will.
Postponed.
Oh, yes.
It's postponed.
That's good.
Once the borders open, once we're allowed out of our houses. So anyone who's on the standby list, anyone who's won tickets so far, they are valid. We will just reschedule it. It's not next Thursday. It'll be in an upcoming Thursday.
That's awesome news, Boxy, because a couple of the guys I play COD with,
oh yeah,
they were so positive. They're like, you go on the Gold Coast. I said, oh, I think it's going to be cancelled. They go, great. More time for us to get on the standby list.
Yeah.
They were like so excited because it gives them more time, which
is great.
We'll
give more tickets, yeah. More standby list, more. It'll just be bigger.
Give you a chance to get...
match fit.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for, Boxy.
Yeah. I've got to get shredded.
I was going to say something else, but you need to, in this lockdown, is a great opportunity to polish a few bottles of wine off.
I don't like wine.
Well, polish a couple of daiquiris.
Okay.
Have some fire in it. Get some vodka and raspberry lemonade. The kids can have the raspberry lemonade and you can have the vodka in it and say, hey, party.
Is it a bit sad, though, a single mum sitting on the couch with a pina colada while the kids are running around? It just feels sad.
You
know,
not to you, because you'll be drunk on the couch.
That is living. That is living.
101.9 The Fox.
First day of lockdown and, been a tough 24 hours for a lot of people getting themselves organised. And there are great elements to the lockdown. I think this is a good time to be positive about things.
Did you do a bit of shopping yesterday?
Do you know what? I did, but I didn't do more than I need to
we did a little
do.
Bit.
I do need to get nappies. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
With a baby in nappies,
yep.
You don't want to run out of those things.
No.
And wipes. But no, I didn't overdo it. And I get so perplexed by the supermarket situation because it's the one thing that stays open. There is no, you can go to the supermarket. I also like that they're open to the bubbles so early. So, because I think what the toughest thing I found was, and it wasn't me personally, but was last time people who lived alone not having any contact. I think it's nice that people can form a bubble with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important.
Yeah. Nah.
No.
Nah.
What?
No, I've got a kid and a pregnant wife, another baby on the way. I'd love. Again, I got it the other week in Sydney when I got stuck there and had to take the test. 2 days in a room by myself. The dream.
Yeah.
The best.
You should have just said you had a gig somewhere and got out quick.
Oh, yeah. Luch would have loved that.
We nearly got you to the Gold Coast. Anyway, we've now reached 26 cases. There hasn't been an update this morning. So that was 11 new cases recorded yesterday. You've probably heard, but yeah, the exposure sites are increasing. So which is a good thing. Let's look at the positive in that. It means I call them the detectives. Who are they? The tracers.
Yeah.
They are detectives though, in their own right.
Grissom,
they should wear badges.
Those sorts of dudes.
Health detectives.
The health detectives. They're able to figure out the all the people have been exposed, and hopefully more and more negative tests come
back. That's my favourite bit. The people that get it to see what they do.
Like, see where they go.
Yeah, I'm like, man, you're elite.
Do you know what, though? I wonder, because your whole back history, remember that guy, there was in New South Wales, there was the barbecue man that went to all the barbecue shops. I wonder now if people who are doing dodgy things, now that they know this tracing thing happens, would they be less dodgy? Like, if you were having an affair.
You just wouldn't Q-code it.
Yeah, but, so you just wouldn't confess that you were at your mistress's house that night.
Yeah, you just wouldn't, And just how are they going to know?
Well, but then this, you know, virulent stream of COVID just gets out because you didn't admit you were in a suburb.
And they'll find you, Fev.
Mate, admit to your wife that you're with someone else or get COVID. I'll take COVID.
They're going
to
catch you. They're going to catch you, Fev. You know why? Because they're the health detectives.
But you'd be dead. You'd get shot. Nah.
Listen. We found it. You're actually at the G.
Look, you're going to die anyway. Maybe. Like, if your missus, like, if I was doing that, Alex would kill me. Like, so I'd be dead. I'd run the gauntlet.
Take the COVID.
100%.
Going to end up in ICU one way or another. Bang. Yep.
Do you know what you can take, Fev, though? So the other big update yesterday was...
What's the option?
People over 40 can get the vaccine. So that was a big step. And I know lots of people. I had two people I know yesterday. A dad at school said he was on his way to go and get his jab. I know someone else that was going to go
Have
and get
seen
a jab
the TikTok
yesterday.
Things boxy where like they put the magnet up against and it sticks to it. Is that real?
Oh. What? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
So the people that have had the jabs and stuff, they've been sticking.
Health detective.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, they're putting microchips in there. Is that what they're hinting at, the TikTokers?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. What are they? So there's a magnet.
Yeah, some fishy stuff going on. Boxing.
Oh, no.
This is all false.
What is explaining? What have you seen? What is this magnet?
I've seen those. It's just them trying to trick people. And it's anti-vaxxers.
Anti-vaxxers.
They got me.
Yeah.
They got me.
But you can get these vaccines. So that's good, Fev. You should get yours. I'll get
mine. Well, I'm holding out, I think. I'm going to hold out.
Oh, gosh, why?
Well, in America, they've been getting free stuff like slabs of beer and Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait till we start rolling out some free stuff.
Till they lure you with a box of Krispy Kreme.
Load up the VetNation account.
I think Fev's going to hold on too long and find himself in trouble. Like the Price is Right.
Yeah.
VetNation account.
I'm going to get the VetNation account, maybe a free night stay somewhere, maybe at Crown, some dinner vouchers, some free cash. I don't know. Just hold out to like getting free stuff.
Well, you just
sorry.
Oh, no, I fell off.
COVID.
I'm dead.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Guys, I've got a bit of a choose your own adventure for you. I've got a story.
I want to play.
Okay, great. You get to pick. I've got a story about a Tasmanian devil.
Yep.
Or I've got a story about Disney's character Goofy.
You're kidding.
Which one would you like?
Goofy, 100%.
Oh, I thought you were going the other way there.
Tassie Devil, mate, they're extinct.
It's a shame you said that because I don't have the Goofy story in front of me. I've only got the Tassie Devil.
Darcy had a big night. I'm sorry.
Darcy hasn't given me the Goofy story.
Darcy wishes she was the Tassie Devil right now.
Don't worry, Darcy.
Darcy's going to try and find that.
Hey, guess what? Do the Tassie Devil
one. Okay, let's do that.
Darcy's got to find the story and some serotonin.
I just won't be interested. But
what a great tease, a story about Goofy on its way, Melbourne. Australia welcomes its first Tasmanian devil born in the wild on the mainland for 3,000 years.
Whoa. That's a Tassie Devil, man.
Yeah, it's a Tassie Devil.
It's a Tassie Devil.
Here's another one.
Noise they make.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuter, isn't it? The photos are cute. And then you hear a bit of that. No good.
And I think they've always been maligned by their name because they're just little rogue. Yeah. Like you look at, I just think a Tasmanian devil, I look at the photo, I go, you're not good, are you? You're a wrong'un. But they're not. They're just.
Really Durin, the wrong'un.
You could have called that a rabbit. Like there's nothing to say that a Tassie devil is going to bite you or be a bad thing. Bad little rodent.
That's not great.
We still got a bit more there?
No,
or?
I'm all good.
Okay. So just, if you've got a new phone, right, and you've never written Favola in it, if you write Favola in for the first time, you know what it spells?
Devil?
You
know?
Devil.
Does it really?
Yeah. Auto corrects to devil.
Auto corrects to devil. How the iPhone has never been so right.
I'm actually genuinely going to try that.
Oh, you've already got Favola written in your phone.
It just comes up as Favola.
Yeah, because you would have written Favola before. Oh, my God. Fifi,
Bev and Nick. For more Fifi, Bev and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And for energy that's a great deal better, switch to Australian-owned Lumo today.
101.9. This is the